Hello and welcome to another episode of FHL Bank Atlanta's iLink. My name is Taylor McKenzie, host of iLink, and today I'm welcoming back Brittany Strickland, Director of Marketing, and Leah Douglas, Sales and Trading Operations Manager. Brittany and Leah lead our Customer Experience Working Group, and today they are going to share with us a little bit about what they do, how they do it, and their advice for you if you are considering starting a similar initiative at your institution. Leah, Brittany, thank you both for joining us today. Let's start off with some introductions. Who wants to go first?
I will. This is Leah Douglas. Like Taylor said, I am the Sales and Trading Operations Manager. I have been with the bank for very close to 20 years now, mainly running the funding desk and in the sales department.
Hey, it's great to be back again. This is Brittany Strickland. I'm the bank's director of marketing, and I've been here for about 10 years. And my area really oversees the brand, design, everything that you can think of from a digital perspective, social media, web, all of that. So definitely customer experience falls under that umbrella. So thank you for having me again.
It's great to have you guys back. So to start us off, can we dig a little into the Customer Experience Working Group? Who sits on it? What do you work on? How do you work together? That sort of thing.
Sure. But before we dive into this a little bit, I did want to mention you might hear us use customer experience and member experience interchangeably through this podcast. So that's really because at the bank, we use the word member instead of customer. And that's really an internal term. But in the marketplace, it's commonly referred to as customer experience or CX. So if you hear us say that interchangeably, just know we're using a little bit of the internal and external lingo. But our customer experience working group is comprised of representatives from departments across the organization who have really the highest touch points with our members and our member-facing systems. So these individuals are able to provide us with the clearest insight into some of the, you know, our members' pain points and their touch points and what their daily functions are. And so some of those teams are our sales team, obviously our marketing team, credit and collateral, IT, business operations, and our housing or community investment services area all have a presence on this working group. The group can, you know, works on a range of projects that are external member facing, but we approach it with really three overarching goals, and that's discover, design, and improve. And so discovering really lays the groundwork for any changes or enhancements by determining the typical who, what, why, what of a project. And then from there, design really drills down into identifying proper features, the functionality, what type of content, where it's going to be placed, while also uncovering, you know, flow, usability, any process issues. And then just combining the information from the first two goals, improvement really includes identifying and making recommendations for those potential areas of improvement for the platform or whatever the deliverable may be.
Perfect. So FHL Bank Atlanta is a very member-focused institution, so it makes sense that customer experience would be important to us. But what was the impetus behind starting this committee and formalizing the CX process?
So we started with one particular project, and that was really enhancing our largest member-facing platform, which is called FHLB Access. It's where our members do most of their daily transactions with us. And so while it was being labeled as one large project, we found that it was really comprised of many disparate projects that weren't communicating well. And so it was leading to a lot of, you know, stall out. And we needed to identify in a holistic way how to bring all of these various points of views and approaches together in order to achieve the shared goal of improving member experience. And so luckily during this time, customer experience was becoming a much larger conversation in the marketplace, and it seemed like the timing was right to bring this conversation to the bank. And so really that's how the working group was formed. And so we were able to work with departments across the organization to streamline project goals and work together to prioritize and then deliver those enhancements that our members truly needed rather than getting caught up in what they thought they needed or wanted. And so after the success of this initial project, you know, both from an internal and external perspective, it helped to drive the momentum behind developing this working group that could bring the same approaches to other projects throughout the bank.
So as the committee has grown, how have you evolved, either in terms of how you work together and with the bank, or in the types of projects you take on?
So internally, we're proud to say that we've seen both a lot of interest in what we're doing and respect for the results driven by the customer experience working group. Because of the high-profile projects we've worked on and the positive feedback we've received on the enhancements, we've seen an increase in attention to the customer experience really across the board. It feels a little bit like a flywheel. Now that we've got some momentum behind us due to these successful projects, interest and engagement is really picking up, and we've received more and more requests to bring new projects under the member experience umbrella. Externally, we're also hearing a lot of positive feedback from members on the enhancements we're delivering. Even for those projects and rollouts that aren't a high priority and might take more time to get to market, our members are happy with the improvements they're seeing as a result of the member experience group input.
Do you have any success stories or big wins that you feel demonstrate the importance of this focus on customer experience?
Yes, absolutely. One I really want to talk about was actually from last March. So we all remember last March. And I think my favorite success story revolves around how we were able to alleviate some stress for both our members and our colleagues during that period. So for years, there was a demand for an easier way to upload safekeeping transactions in bulk. It had never been a really high priority, but because of our focus on the member experience, we were able to help move that ball forward. So we worked through a process of discovering, designing, and improving the platform to deliver this functionality. As luck would have it, we completed this project and delivered the bulk upload functionality to members just in time for the world to fall apart last March. Our team and our members were incredibly grateful that this improvement was delivered in time to ease some of the stress and deliver a better experience for our members. So it might be early to call these success stories, but we're really excited about a few projects that we've just recently wrapped up and delivered for our members. We know how much our members like to do business with us online, so we are working diligently as a committee and with teams across the bank to deliver the option to increase advances and secure letters of credit online. Both of these enhancements serve to streamline the member experience and make it easier for you to do business with the bank every day. These options have gone live in the last few weeks, and we've already very happy to report that we've gotten very positive feedback. Of course, we'll continue to take any suggestions into account as users get more comfortable with the process. In that same vein of providing more robust online offerings, we're also working to increase DocuSign capabilities to our members. So if you have any questions about our current online offerings, please reach out to your relationship manager or the funding desk and be on the lookout for more DocuSign in the coming weeks and months.
Great. So for our listeners who may be in those early stages of exploring CX or may just be considering its importance, where do you suggest they start?
Well, since every organization is different and it's difficult to pinpoint one singular place to start, we suggest starting with a few just key basic questions. And then answering these honestly will help you build the right team and then clarify your starting point as that working group. So the first question, you know, what areas across the organization have the most insight into customer feedback? The second question is, you know, what areas have the most impact on customer experience? The third question is, how are we going to gather feedback and input from our customers? And then the final question to ask yourself is, do we have any major pain points that we're already aware of?
Sounds like a great starting point. Thank you both for joining us today to share your insight. Before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts to add?
We know that we have a lot of members listening to this episode, so we want to encourage you to reach out to us. We want to hear your thoughts and ideas for how we can continue to evolve your experience. We have some member surveys in the works right now, but in the meantime, feel free to reach out to either one of us to share your thoughts. If you're not ready to reach out just yet or would rather speak to a member of our team in person, we'll have plenty of opportunities to connect in the upcoming months, which is super exciting. And of course, our annual member conference is coming up in June, so we're excited to meet with you again and get some of your feedback firsthand. So to sum it up, don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Whether it's online, during a webinar, in person, we want to hear your feedback and we are listening.
Great. Thank you again. To our listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode and be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future episodes.